There are approximately 1,700 chronically homeless individuals statewide with mental illness or substance abuse issues living on streets or in parks for 1 to 3 years. That according to January's point in time count. The Hawaii Appleseed Center for Law and Economic Justice drafted a preliminary cost-benefit analysis for providing permanent supportive housing and services for the chronically homeless. Gavin Thornton is the Appleseed Center's co-executive director.
We calculated that an investment of $766 million would be required over the next 10 years to house our chronically homeless population. Potentially by doing this, over $2 billion in cost savings, primarily from medical expenses.
Thornton says the study is in its beginning stages, awaiting input from various agencies. The Honolulu Police Department Community Outreach Division is leading the homeless shelter and services effort in Chinatown. Sergeant Joseph O'Neill is in charge of daily operations.
For 2018, our larger evening outreaches, this is where we try to get together all the partners, we've been able to get 107 people into shelters. That's between April and August since the evening outreach started. We estimate the average weekly savings is somewhere around $100,000 or more, and that's in what would cost an emergency room visits.
HPD plans to expand the outreach program island-wide and will be asking for 2 HPD sergeants and 8 officers in the 2020 budget. Pu'uhonua O'Waianae is also developing plans to move its 220 residents out of state conservation land. James Pakele provided an update.
We're trying to look for another piece of property and set them up so that we can use communal living type things to bring down the cost of living. You know, like maybe on centralized kitchen and bathroom area so that when we run plumbing, we're going to run plumbing to one place. Then we can build tiny homes around. I mean, you know, everybody's going to have to pay something, but we're trying to keep them under maybe $120, under $100 if we can per month, per household.
The governor's homelessness coordinator, Scott Morishige, also chairs the Interagency Council on Homelessness. He says they are updating their 10-year strategic plan and trying to close the loop on homeless data.
I think we've seen the numbers in our homeless count go down 2 years in a row by 18%. We've also seen the number of beds for permanent supportive housing increase. What we really need to get a better handle on is looking at recidivism. How many people may be falling back into homelessness versus the number of individuals who are newly homeless.
Their next meeting is December 17th. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.